the transcripts. So this is the second pass transcriptions we're receiving, and that's pretty straightforward. I think they'll basically have an idea of what's involved. But the extra step that we're asking you to do in this case is to look at the silent regions and listen to them for each channel, and make sure that no back channels were lost, for example. Back channels is what you typically would find, although by and large these are going to be silent. So so you can start checking by, well, you know, you can order it in any way you like, but start with the first channel and go through it entirely. I would recommend, I've found that it's easier when you're checking and you're trying to make sure the boundaries are right for a speech segment. I would recommend, like say this one, go down here to the transcription tier and select that so that when you play, you're certain that when it stops, you've caught the whole speech signal for that utterance and you haven't lost any signal information. Otherwise, it's liable to keep on running and you might not notice where it finishes. So it takes a little time, but alternatively, you could just listen to the speech segments again and make sure everything's correct for those. And so you could just hit...
Well, hi everyone again.
And then...
Like before, we...
like that. And then go back and check the silent regions. If you want to make your job a little more interesting, do it in different ways and a different way. As long as it gets done. So
are we checking what's actually been transcribed already, as well as the silences?
Yeah, you're doing it. So that's the role of the checker, is to check what's said in the silent region, in the speech regions, and then make sure nothing is lost in the silent regions. You're also responsible for resolving any uncertainties that were marked by the original transcriber. And you know, of course, there are going to be many situations where you, like the first transcriber, can't make any sense of it. And in that case, it will be up to you to use the at symbol. And that can be used to represent one unintelligible word or multiple intelligible words, but just use one at symbol. exactly. And so that... once you go through all the speech regions and all the non-speech regions, and that you could make another step of doing a search using the going under the edit menu, you can do a search.
Find replace.
Find replace for open parentheses, and that'll take you to that the first transcriber might have marked out, so there's one, and then you can just resolve those all one by one as a different set of changes together. And likewise for the double question marks, just once you've gone through and resolved all the open parentheses, you can do the same for double question marks. And like I said, if you can't make any sense of it, then just use the at symbol. If you can, just give it your best guess.
How much would you want? I had a few times where I thought, well, it could be this. But if you're not entirely sure that it could be, because it could be a combination of something else, like put the guess down or leave it as ambiguous in some way. Right.
If you think that
there's a chance they could be.
30% chance you're wrong or more.
It's usually a complex problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes if it's not intelligible, you either tend to, because you really want it to fit the context, you tend to take the closest actual word to fit the context, or if it's
maybe a good idea would be to listen to each channel one by one. Do listen to the silent and non-silent regions and make all those corrections. Leave the unknowns, the ambiguities, the uncertainties until later. So go through all the channels and do that, and then you should have a context from all four speakers, and then go back and do those searches one by one for each channel. How would that be?
That's what I've been doing so far. It took like the third time till I thought, oh, you're saying F5. It just came out of nowhere. But if there's a chance that it's equally likely that they could have said something, or they could have said something like ice cream and ice cream, they just choose one and leave it. Right. We just started our speech recognition assignment just now. You're an SLP person. You survived SP1 and SP2. We have two new teachers for SP2. And I'll ask you later on, like, if you still have your notes.
You know when you get, like, someone's talking and there's this sort of pause in the middle of a sentence that's long enough for it to put a break in, but they're actually sort of carrying on the sentence. Do you have to capitalize each time you transcribe a bit? If it's
no,
mid-
no, no, no. Whatever makes sense to you.
Okay.
but no, it
yeah.
Continue to the next segment.
So what, put the hyphen
and
the hyphen. And you only use the hyphen, I think, when the sentence is definitely not continuing anywhere.
Yeah.
As in, like, it's...
When someone comes to check
it. Well, I'll review some of these things after I go through this a bit, just to recap. These are things that, after checking everybody's work, these are things that were commonly left out. okay, so this person left out a lot of N punctuation, and here's a case where I think she was transcribing an out-breath, or possibly an in-breath, and used the hash mark. In any case, I didn't hear anything, and you shouldn't be transcribing in-breaths or out-breaths.
Right. It's the creaky voice. Creaky voice. But it was really connected to the word. Should we hear it again? From the
So I heard a creepy voice and it was audible of the level of the rest of the speech, so I would keep that. That's good. Oh, okay. I was adding that. That's good. Transcriptions I've looked at, missed false starts, missed.
How exactly has to be there? Because, you know, some people tend to stutter more than others, and then they will have a false start 4 or 5 times in a row. And how important is it to listen to it really until you've got the exact number of the things right?
Try to get it right. I think syllables should be accountable. Because sometimes they go, It's really going to be a nightmare to transcribe, so you will have to try somewhere. But if it's a four repeated, the word is repeated 4 times, then that's not too hard to count.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't come across anything exceeding 4.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Well, it's not that the word is, if the word were, the whole word were being used 4
mm-hmm.
times,
mm-hmm.
then that wouldn't have been that difficult. But sometimes it's just a false start, which is really just maybe 1 or 1.5 phones,
uh-huh.
and then repeat it, and then don't even know whether one is a long duration one or whether it's actually 2.
Yeah.
In cases. I think it was worth saying with D, and the person was going, did it, did it.
And sometimes with the does, you're thinking, are you anticipating a d, or you trying to say the, and you're just saying the d, the d, 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 d.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially one there that I think he's Eastern European, and I think that's the only reason I can understand what he's saying at all. But if you would just play it, I think, to recognize it, then what he says, you know, the way he realizes words sounds
mm-hmm.
nothing at all like it should be.
Well, right. And for that matter, a lot of native English speakers realize.
I try to take consistency. If they always stress the wrong part of the word, then I think, okay, I'll let that in. But if it comes out and like one word is.
There's a guy who says project instead of product. It's something like project.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably just his pronunciation.
Oh, I think I've heard about
the
project.
Yeah. You know, they're
clearly
talking about a product. So, I like that as a mispronunciation. There's something to flag.
Yeah, but that's really something I would always describe it, you know, for lack of better end of the dialogue, it dawned on me that he actually meant it on the edge, and then I went back and replaced it. The whole transcription. That's good. That's good.
Well, at the moment we have a lecturer that can, I can never quite tell if he's saying problem or program. 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 And I can't actually say it when I'm listening to it, thinking, and I can't tell.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about certain speakers.
Yeah, basically, that's just, I think you just do your best.
I hope he's not involved with these, actually. I hope he's not involved with this. That'll give some transcriber a headache.
Okay, so there've been lots of missed fill pauses. Everybody seems to miss those some more than others. So just really keep an eye out for those.
It's easy to, because he's so used to tuning them out in enormous. So even when I go back over, I normally like go back to the beginning, do a quick pass of the main sections again, and think, oh yeah.
So I'm just seeing this with a TV, there's T underscore V underscore. I thought we're just supposed to use the underscore between.
No.
That's what I thought the first day as well.
Okay. Yeah, it should be after
You know, you standardized all the fill pauses of the R, and do we need to go through and change ones that people did differently? Like if like wherever an ER for R, change it all to UH.
Yeah, yeah. So at this point, the only file that's been checked is Melissa, one that Melissa did. So we're starting fresh with these and changes like that that were just announced. We'll be able to catch these first passes.
Okay.
So yeah, if you do see something like UHM for just change that.
So if they pause just where you've got it highlighted at the moment, that was the hyphen. So I have to redo the meetings from the minutes from the last meeting. Was that a like real definite? I'm starting a new sentence here, because I sometimes, if it sounds like you could carry on saying the whole sentence, I sometimes don't have a hyphen there. But is it any hesitation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not necessarily
right. Yeah. Yeah. Just one to the next daughter, yeah. Oh goodness, who would know what that was? If somebody that didn't know about linguistics are trying to transcribe S node. Yeah. 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 Sorry? Yes, yeah. You're 3 lines in.
And there was a vowel in there, but you noticed that she just used the donut line.
What's the C? Is that a... That's a judgment, is that...
in this movie mode.
Oh, I've not used that button yet.
Where you put in that etc, is that how we're supposed to be writing it?
Yes. Yes, she's so she spelled it wrong. Up here.
Oh, etc.
Yeah, so I mentioned that because of spelling. And yes, any...
Is it one word or is it two words?
It's one word.
Okay.
So I just said spelling.
Sorry,
would
be like that.
Sorry.
But isn't it imagine like et cetera? Like et al?
Like 80s.
No, no, like, at, you know, when you have a citation, you say et al. Means and others at all is before and etc means and following. So
in the dictionary here it's one word.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about spellings, I think I know something emailed is that just check the Oxford English Dictionary.
Okay.
That will be our guide. So as far as I know, this is just missing E set to
you can consider experimenting with running this through a spell check.
Check this as an Emacs file and run a spell check. But I think it would slow things down.
Yeah.
So just quickly.
Would give Emacs a headache as well.
Going to notice these spells.
Yeah.
If somebody could write, I don't know how difficult it would be in practice to write a script that would ignore all the word fragments, anything. To just use simple Emacs, it will basically mark all the word fragments for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from experience, at some point you also get negligent, you just click okay, you know, that's not
yeah.
And imagine it's a real error. So it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think you're right. So we will just hope that you catch it. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, the C.
Okay, so.
She's cutting off rather than saying she would like to see
right.
Something.
Yeah. I think she meant to use the infinitive, but she just left off.
But since C
is a whole word.
Shouldn't there be a space between C and
a space
She would like C.
Actually, no, the C and the hyphen, shouldn't there be a space?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, that's what I was asking. I should have said it that way, yeah.
Okay. What else? Be careful about finding mistranscriptions. So,
the
other shaped buttons, she presented also an oversized remote, which she guarantees no.
She transcribed that as wood.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes it's really difficult. Sometimes you really don't know what they're saying.
Well, I think it's quite clear.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously.
But if it's not clear, do you just pick the more grammatical transcript or
no?
You try to keep it as neutral. But if it's really not, absolutely not clear,
then use
when it's a wood instead. You know, some people when they just swallow up the last bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or do just then transcribe the
I'd like to hear it, because it sounds like it could be a fragment. I just have to hear it. You don't want to be prescriptive
and
what you think they should have said. But I do know the type of scenario you're describing. It's just hard to answer that without hearing something. Yeah, they should all. I stopped marking.
Okay.
Just too many.
Should it? Because the lose is continuing from one sentence,
oh,
isn't it?
Right.
No,
that's right.
Yeah.
What's that? Okay. Oh, yeah.
Creaking.
Sometimes I've made butts after la like words after laughter, I've made them capitalized because I've not been sure if the sen if the laughter's been cutting everything off.
And it sounds like the laughter is just interrupting utterance that continues after the laughter. I wouldn't worry about capitalizing.
So what about if a whole utterance is uttered while laughing? Do you put laughter before?
During.
What I do is I put laughter from the whole sentence and laughter in, at the end as well.
If you hear just laughter on either side, yeah, do that.
No, it's laughter throughout.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to. I'll, some people laughing themselves silly at absolutely nothing.
Okay, so laughter during speech. I'll talk to you
Because in the ICSI dialogues, they always say, while laughing, and we don't do that. So they say other, so there it's really not ambiguous whether it's just laugh followed by a normally spoken utterance or whether it's an utterance spoken while laughing. There is a distinction there, and we don't have that.
No, we don't have any full tense that they use, but I'll figure that one out and put it up on the wiki or in my.
The industrial designer.
Yeah, I don't know what that noise was indicating. We can skip that. Let's see.
And how it works, you press the button, you check. It's Morse code related, relays the electrical channel to the generator amplification. And the circuit board is very inexpensive to build, and so she thinks this is a great feature to consider.
Is that circuit? I forget if she is a person that calls circuits circuits.
Did she say circuit? I think
I'm not sure if she
Would
did.
you have been tempted to
Just
put an asterisk before?
if it's her, I just caught the end of it and. No, not for that one. But I had one person who said circuit.
Oh, okay. But then I wouldn't put an asterisk on it. I thought asterisk is something where it's pronounced as a totally different word, like evaluation and
No,
evolution.
not necessarily. No, it's just something that the speech recognizer is like a puncture button.
Yeah. Because this is a very frequent mistake that non-native speakers make, to say circuit instead of circuit.
That may be, but I probably flagged it. Depending on how different that sound is. It's going to be your call.
Yeah. Something like if I took that one because it is, well, the language teacher wouldn't like allow that to my move on to the next stage, and that wouldn't they wouldn't let that pass. Sort of.
Okay,
Or
yeah.
I wouldn't if somebody had that, I'd point it out to them.
Here's a case of where I find it found a case of discontinuity.
She would like this whole thing should be push buttons.
But because she's a non-native English speaker, I don't know. Maybe that was grammatically unmarked for her. You know what I mean? Maybe that wasn't her restarting. Maybe
Yeah, because otherwise you could end up putting a hyphen after every hesitation mark that you have.
So again, I don't know. That was
Just a
my reflex at the time to put that there, but
prosodic marker rather than an actual whole hesitation.
yeah.
As in that whole like back channel.
Simple check. She would like this whole thing should be push
Oh yeah,
buttons.
sorry. I just read the rest of the sentence.
Probably two words. Yeah, I would check the rest too.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna skip ahead. Oh, let's see. There was a.
Should be battery operated, and of course we have special case.
So I hear she would quite
Yeah.
clearly. I think a good number of them you'll be able to resolve.
Okay.
Just helps to have the context and be
Marketing expert who has finally come up to market this product.
So there's another case where there wasn't a space between a non-word fragment and a restart. Okay, what else? There's an extra little symbol in here. So even if it's something as brief as we're going to go ahead and capitalize that. America asked me what to do in case of an utterance just consisting of laughter. We use punctuation in these cases.
No. It's not linguistic. Well, not yeah. I know. You could think of an argument. I'm sure if we started the conversation in the common room, like, is laughter linguistic? Then they could come up with a theory. Oh,
what I really love.
Yeah, because it was really just silence and nothing. Yeah, so like I said, click down here just to, if you haven't seen that trick already, and that won't play any surrounding seconds. So there's nothing there.
Just noticed the random years, like with having a hyphen before, because there's, if you scroll up a little way. Yeah, that the second one from the top. I think I'm gonna have to go back and find my places where I've had someone pausing and then saying yeah, and then this that I've not had. I need to go back and find put hyphens in. Hyphens or commas? Yeah. No, all right. No, I've sort it out.
Actually, when I a couple of times where they repeated a word, I put a comma between them. Should that be no comma?
Commas are fine.
Oh, okay.
Eventually, they're going to be extracted
right.
Globally, so it doesn't.
Oh, right. Okay. So we don't have to worry about commas. Okay.
I get quite proliferate with my commas at times.
I read somebody's PhD proposals yesterday and said, well, you could have a comma in here and one there. And
oh, she spelled cutest with an I. So
oh, okay.
That's pointed out. Okay, what else?
Cutest?
Yes, Dave.
Thank you. One step behind.
So she typed hour, and I didn't quite hear that.
No, this was an evaluation criteria.
But you can see how it could have been.
Well, if she were Cockney,
yeah. Sometimes you get like, you're not sure if it's an A, an A, yeah, or not.
Right.
And
you can never know, but
yeah.
If it fits well enough as
So which did you did?
I was suggesting that it be instead of our.
No, this was an evaluation criteria.
But
ML, yes. This.
Down
Omelele? Yeah.
But this being the headset, channel may make it easier to hear. She transcribed from her recording.
I've had one person with a dodgy headphone where, or
Oh.
dodgy something where, most of the time it's as if they've got their hand over something.
And you transcribed that speaker in there?
Yes,
It happens
yeah,
to
it
me when
was
I've
the
got headset mic files now. In
right.
fact, they replaced all the lapel mic files on the M&M server with headset mic files, which we weren't asking them to do, but they did it. So now we don't have the lapel mic files. Apparently the headset mic files are just a bit louder.
Right.
Probably find yourself turning the volume down considerably, but
Thank you for the
anyway,
warning.
other than that, they're just as good.
Right.
But let us know because we can retrieve them.
There were some people that actually used to some really screeching noises because they're so loud or probably the mic is so close. And this one, in one of the first dialogues I did, this guy called Ed, you could always see the waveform actually, being just hitting the boundaries on both ends and just being at some point just black fragment. And when he was talking, there was this whole, when you speak too close to a microphone, it's weird.
Other people that say, "Is this on?" And I hit it a few times.
Okay.
No.
I don't think I'm gonna go through any more of these because I think I've gotten through most of the types that I need to find out.
How about names that somebody says the name of somebody and you think, "Who?" And you don't know how to spell their name or if you heard the right name. Sorry?
Oh, I had one guy, one of the project managers was he had a really weird accent and he was calling one guy Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
Ed. And took me a while to find out that it was actually Mr. Ed.
Oh.
No, but then it wasn't one word, but it wasn't like some proper name starting with M.
Mr. Ed.
Guidelines for another corpus, and I did see something about proper names, so I'll have a look at that and
Right.
see how we can
But
help.
don't you guys have half this data? Know the people's names, like when you collect the
Yeah, quite
data?
possibly, but
People
since it's
fill
coming
out the
from
forms.
XC, it's coming from EDF in Switzerland. Yeah, it should be easy enough to get, but it's one other step in emailing somebody to find out who knows
Okay.
this information.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
No, but it's information that we theoretically have.
Yeah, because everyone signs a consent form when they participate in the experiment. So we have to go and get
We
that.
didn't sign one.
There's also now a means of dealing with proper names when we don't know what it is or how it might be spelled at all, and flagging that and so on. So I'll try to address both of those.
Okay. What was Mister again? I can't remember seeing how to
It's
transcribe Mister.
oh, just call him
M
Mr.
M
for
R Mister.
M-I-S-T-E-R. Yeah. And same with Mrs. M-I-S-S-M-S.
Do it.
Sorry?
We I mean check the
Mrs.
dictionary. That's
Mrs.
yeah.
Oh.
We never type the abbreviated spelling.
What if somebody calls themselves Ms.?
M-I-Z.
That's
So, what about foreign words? What do we do when we're checking if we come up with something?
Oh, right,
So we
so
just
for
leave it.
transcribers, enclosing everything in quotes.
Yeah.
And
I've not come across any yet.
I got one, which I think
Ooh.
it was French, so I knew how to explain.
Good question, because you will be leaving question marks there.
I mean, if it's in carrots and they know it's
Right.
foreign, does that matter?
It shouldn't, because things are going to be left like the asterisks will be left in
Yeah, and the ats
the subsequent processing. But carrots with question marks in between would have to be resolved in some way.
Or could we just change it to an at between the carrots?
Yeah.
Because it's
Yeah.
unintelligible if they're
Yeah.
linked.
I suppose that's all we can do, really.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be polyglot.
Yeah.
saying, and then somebody's saying, "Why aren't you always come on?"
Mm-hmm.
Then you know that.
Yeah. If you're confident.
Not accidentally translating in the process.
Okay. There was just one other thing. She typed okay in caps.
Oh yeah, I saw it there.
O, capital K, huge no. I don't know why she needs that in her.
There it was.
Are we doing okay
yeah.
just as O,
okay,
not as okay, A Y.
It is okay,
A Y. A Y. Oh
yeah.
Right.
Okay, oops.
No transcriber will be checking. No checker will be
checking their own transcription. No transcriber will be checking their own transcription. Guess it depends how far you can stretch. Oh yeah, because every time somebody would be going over there, you'd hear all of this sound of and about 5 or 6 breaks in between as they're making their way there. Like some piece of medical equipment.
Yeah, this is a list of things to do as the checker. So you want to listen to the sound agents.
Mm-hmm.
Then check the speech regions. And as part of that, you want to check the boundaries. Within this checking the speech segments you want to listen or look for missed punctuation fill pauses words. Short words, make sure the words like the articles and that kind of thing don't get omitted. Short words and word fragments. Those are the commonly missed things. And then look for cases of missed transcription. Transcription, so make sure if the speaker said will, you can tell will not would, or if they say we, it might be more grammatically correct to type we're, that kind of thing. That case of ellipsis where maybe the transcriber typed them, but really what was said was mm-hmm. Capitalization, spelling, use the OD to check on things you don't know about. Refer to the wiki for all regular spellings and things like fill pauses.
I just remembered one.
Oh, was
Okay when it's just as K, but it's at the beginning of a sentence. Should the K be capitalized? Good. You've been doing this too long. Grease paint. The arrows by the resolution. Not that one, the other arrow next to it. Yeah. That might have made it because I appeared to have nothing. I was hearing stuff, but there was nothing on my waveform. It's kind of hard to find where everything was. Control panel. I think I've gone a bit far in cutting mine down at the moment.
Yeah, and don't get excessive about it, because that just ends up taking too much time. But I think from a speech recognition point of view, it shouldn't matter.
No, probably not.
Segments can be whatever you want to be.
No.
I've seen other people's transcription guidelines for the fixed project of Berkeley, and elsewhere indicate that it really doesn't matter. The point is just to get it manageable.
Easier for checking it in it rather than having to listen to a whole
yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's the best reason for cutting it out. But hopefully that will be done during the first class. Making the checkers job a little easier. And then, yeah, just be sure after you've gone through the four channels to do a search on all the unknowns. And what was I going to say? The way we'll be allocating this is the same as before. It's going to be the same.
The work allocation page?
Page just further down the screen. I see it's fine. I've already allocated some things to be checked. So if you run out of work, go ahead and start checking, because this is something that's considerably.
Right.
So is this the priority then?
Yeah, I'd say for now, we don't even have much new stuff to be done over for a first pass, so important that we do the second pass. And I've indicated in a column where there's something that's priority. So those would be the ones you focus on first, obviously. And then you come, you don't want to change the file name in any way. You just keep it the same. There's going to be a checking in procedure. Somebody's mentioned this before, but you'll know about this with the CDS.
Well, I don't know about, I know about this for the summarization. I haven't done this.
Yes. Checking in page. Oh, right.
And you'll be noting the first pass and the second pass and your name. That will happen soon. I'll let you know.
So, do we just open the file as we open the files for the first pass?
You'll have to. I would suggest creating a folder called files to be checked or something like that.
In your home directory.
Yeah, and then within that, create subfolders for the given name. And you'll have to get all the sound files, unfortunately, from the memory server in your room. Because the Amazon server is not very reliable for sound files, uncorrected. So you'll have to get all the sound files from the MMM server, and the person's transcription file should be in that folder where you're putting it. And then you'll just you'll copy that over. Don't move it over because you have multiple versions of these things. But yeah, copy it into your directory and keep the same name. And then when you check it in, it will automatically be registered, even though the first pass was checked in when the doing is checking in business. It will know which pass it is, but I think it will also be indicating which pass
it's vaguely connected question. you'll know. Originally, when we first replied to say yes, we'd be interested in doing this, it said 6 weeks, and the contracts say 8th of May, which is longer in advance than, which is a greater amount of time than 6 weeks. That's. Okay. Right. Okay, that's fine.
So
cool.
If you have to, let us know as soon as you know.
Right.
When
it gets into the holidays and we're not necessarily around in the holidays and. Right. Just checking.
Once we actually get into the Easter holidays, because we're having lectures at the moment, can we be more flexible with our hours if we want to?
I should think so.
I mean, depending on who's using the computer.
As long as you're able to work out using your computer and with your person, that's fine. The whole point of having regular hours was to make sure that somebody's here to answer questions.
Unless you can yes.
So you should be able to get in during all hours.
And if we can plug micros into Apple and Tower computers, then we could do it there as well if we wanted to. We could meet up and have a session. That's a nice way to put it. I'm having to sort some tax stuff out before I can even send my stuff in, because I need to make sure I'm sending them the right form. But they're wanting to know what examining board I got my A levels in. Yeah, for human resources. I thought, surely you don't need that information, because it was about to take me half an hour. Well, it did when I was just going through the forms and filling in all the details. I thought, I'm not going to spend a couple of hours getting photocopies of degree certificates to give you for your files if I'm just going to be here. And they want, I think at one place it said give us copies of degrees. Oh, maybe I'm getting mixed up with something else, but it wanted a A-level examining board, which seemed a bit ridiculous. Right.
For this job,
mm-hmm. Yeah. didn't think so.
Yeah, I haven't gotten paid for 3 weeks because I only have a 3 month contract starting in February,
mm-hmm.
but I started in January.
Tough to carry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm really going to be full time now, so
alright.
I'll be here Monday through Friday. And then I leave at 4. So
mm-hmm.
I won't find any work.
Oh, so it is your baby then, on the photos. One assumes this. How old now?
He's
4.5. Oh. Yeah, that's the question I was just going to ask. Does he sleep? Wow. Alright. Oh, do we have to tick our note thing again when we finish this?
Oh.
To say that we've